Speaker Gingrich, you're involved with healthcare. A lot of people know you, of course, being involved in politics, but healthcare, how did you get involved with the Center for Health Transformation, and how do you get the message across that we have to change our attitudes, that we have to change the way we do things if we're going to bring down the costs of healthcare and make life a lot better for a lot of people?
Well, part of the reason we developed the Center for Health Transformation was to develop new ideas and new approaches to become a collaboration of leaders. And frankly, health is a matter of life and death for individuals. It's a matter of enormous importance to the country since it's the largest single sector of the economy. It's a continuing challenge for governments in trying to meet their budgets. In the case of a pandemic or an engineered biological attack, it could be life and death for the country. So we think that there are a lot of reasons why people ought to pay attention to both their health and also to health care.
It seems you put a lot of attention, and you were with the Lieutenant Governor today, of course, talking about attitude adjustment, if you will, changing the way we do things, the way we conduct our lives, getting up and walking for a half hour, taking the stairs perhaps instead of taking the elevator.
Well, I think it's important to recognize that in the long run, your health is about you. It's about what you eat. It's about your attitude. It's about your exercise pattern. And it can be as simple as getting off the couch and walking, as you said. It can be as simple as parking and walking around the mall. It can be as simple as making sure that every day you find you monitor what you eat and you try to be reasonable about your weight. And I think it's a challenge for all of us. But I think that in the long run, you're either going to take care of yourself or you're going to have a shorter and more painful and less pleasant life. So you have a vested interest in giving yourself the best possible health.
One of the things we talk about here, we have several bills, Lieutenant Governor brought this up, going through the state legislature. One of them would put more people on Medicaid. The bottom line here seems to be, in this state anyway, cost is a big factor. We're trying to cut costs. We're trying to keep the costs down, encourage healthier lifestyles. But at the end of the day, a lot of people would say it all comes down to dollars.
I don't think it ever always comes down to dollars. I think that if I can keep people healthy, they're very inexpensive. If I can get people to take care of themselves, they're much less expensive than if they decay and have to go into the emergency room or into the hospital. If I can get the hospital and the doctor to use best practices, it's less expensive. If you get people to compare drugs and use the most appropriate drug at the lowest cost, it's less expensive. So I think we can find many, many ways to have an affordable health system with better health outcomes, with people living longer, living more independently, and doing so actually less expensively than the current system.
I'd like to shift gears, stick with health, the health of the Republican Party. Where is it going?
Oh, I think the Republican Party is going to offer a series of solutions that are going to be very powerful. With Congressman Boehner's leadership, the House Republicans last week offered a budget that was half as expensive as the Democratic budget and created twice as many new jobs. And I think you're going to see a continued effort to develop new and better solutions. And I think, frankly, next week the tea parties that are going to be going on around the country on tax day on April 15th are going to be a very interesting sign of how many people are really worried about the direction of the country.
Are you happy with Michael Steele in his current position? I'm guessing you don't think the GOP is rudderless at this stage.
Well, look, I think Michael Steele's got a lot to learn. I think it was a huge jump from being an analyst to being the leader of a national party. But he's smart, he's aggressive, and I think he very sincerely wants to create a broad-based majority Republican Party, and that's a good thing.
You came up with something interesting over the weekend, the discussion of a third party. You talked about Ross Perot having a third party possibility, how many votes he received. What about now? Are there a lot of Republicans who are disgruntled and want to leave?
Well, I think there are a lot of Republicans who are fed up with business as usual, but I see what John Boehner is doing in the House and what Mitch McConnell is doing in the Senate is very encouraging. And I think you're seeing the emergence of a much more idea-oriented and solutions-oriented party. I just met with the State Senate and State House Republicans here in Jefferson City, and I felt that they were really working towards solutions, not towards being a party of opposition, but being a party of better solutions. And that's where we have to go.
Very good. I see my time is up here, so I thank you very much, Speaker Gingrich. Good to talk to you.
Great to be with you.